On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's been a week since we've had a chat. How's it going in Tinseltown?
Well, there was an earthquake today. So
oh, whoa. Are you all good?
I just saw that in the news.
Yeah. No damage, but I was sitting on my bed and it started jiggling, and I've been through earthquakes here before. This was the longest one.
Wow.
From what I can gather, no one was hurt, but it was 6.6.
That's big.
100 miles away.
Wow.
Something like and, the biggest earthquake since the 90s, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was weird, though. It was undulating. It's usually a bit more... staticky, but this one, it kind of rolled. I actually got slightly motion sick.
Yeah, they're weird, those kind of earthquakes. You feel like you're on a ship or something.
Yeah, and I was trying to debate whether or not I should jump out my window, because I'm on the second floor.
Oh, dear.
And it would be I'm looking at it now, it's a bit of a jump.
Infamously, in my family, during one of the Christchurch earthquakes, my cousin was asleep and he barrel rolled out the window in his like half sleep state. He was like, I've got to get out of the house. And he just like rolled out of the window. Luckily, it was like straight into the rose bush outside. So he was fine, a bit prickled, but you know.
I can understand the impulse.
Yeah, your body does weird things when it's in its fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
Anyway,
July 4th here too, so it's Independence Day and there was an earthquake.
God, it's
so
all going on in the States at the moment. Well, I'm glad you're all right, yeah. Fabian. That's a bit hectic.
Anyway, yeah, movies. The new Spider-Man comes out this week.
I've heard good things about this.
Yeah, it's been getting really good reviews. I was underwhelmed.
Oh, were you?
I'm a big Spider-Man fan since way back in the day. I was obsessed with the comics growing up. I loved the Sam Raimi films.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Spider-Man Homecoming, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this one, I just felt it did everything I expected it to do.
Okay.
Based on the trailers. And there was no real surprise there. It's a charming, endearing film.
Mm-hmm.
But I was bored.
Oh, that's a shame. Still worth going to see, you reckon?
I would never tell someone to not see a film.
Exactly. I quite like Zendaya. I think she's cool. She does a lot of really good stuff, and she's a good advocate for things as well. So I was quite excited to see that she's in that as well.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, everyone's fine. I like to be a bit more surprised.
Yep, I see.
The Marvel films have done a great job of surprising me in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, I was like, yep. But a lively film nonetheless.
Samuel L. Jackson, though, as the baddie, is he any good? Because he's always, I feel like, quite a fun bad guy in a movie.
The baddie? What are you talking about? Samuel L. Jackson plays Nick Fury.
I misread my notes. I was like, wait, hang on a second. Take that back, everybody. Showing my Marvel in a lack of knowledge there. Is he good in it, though? Is he good in it, baby?
Oh, the nerds are going to be coming for you.
Don't get me, nerds. That's all right. I'm a different kind
Samuel
of nerd.
Jackson's great. Yep, always fun in these movies. Jack Gyllenhaal's great in it too. He's having fun with his role as Mysterio.
Okay, well, I misread who was who.
Yeah.
But
you know, you kind of got to see these films. So.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, I mean, the Marvel fans will always go to the Marvel movies, so that's that there. Hey, what else is good in the cinema at the moment, though? If you don't want to go see Spider-Man, what else can you go and see?
Well, that's the only major release this week. What did we talk about last week?
Oh, Sarah was here.
That's right, yeah. This happens to me all the time. People are like, oh, what's new? What have you just reviewed? It's like my job to know about movies. I don't know what's out. I only know what came out today.
I'm interested. There's this movie. I want to know what you think about this movie called Yesterday. That's got the one where they have the Beatles movie. Did you speak about that one with Sarah?
I did.
Yeah,
I like that film.
Yeah, I think it sounds cute and sort of trite. Maybe
it is pretty trite. It gets a lot of power from the Beatles songs. It doesn't hold up to a huge amount of scrutiny. But I enjoyed it.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to maybe go and see. We are gonna have to have a look at what else has gone. Have you had a look at the film festival lineup in New Zealand yet? Have you seen anything that has stuck out to you there? Any of the big names in that lineup there?
I haven't gone through it in full detail, but I know that Under the Silver Lake is playing, and I really, really dug that.
Did you like that? Because I've heard some mixed reviews about that one. It's got Andrew Garfield in it, and it's sort of meant to be like a sort of stoner kind of, you know, mystery movie thing. Is it worth going to check out, do you reckon? Because I've heard mixed reviews. Some people saying it's like a cult classic in the making, and some people saying it's a bit overhyped.
Yeah, it's been wildly divisive. I wouldn't say it's been overhyped. If anything, the reaction has been predominantly negative. I thought it was really cool. It's an ambitious, weird film that doesn't always succeed, but has a lot going for it. And if you're kind of willing to go with it, it's a sort of a crazy, overambitious, nutty, fun phantasmagoria of modern day Los Angeles.
Far out. Does it ring true for any of the things you think about LA?
Very true.
Very true.
It captures LA beautifully. The listlessness of it and the awful ambition of everyone. it's a beautifully composed portrait of modern day Los Angeles.
It just needs one big earthquake in it, and then it'll be very accurate, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, we will leave you to recovering from your earthquake today. I know what that's like. It's a weird time, especially the big undulating ones. They make you feel very strange afterwards. But thank you so much for chatting to us today, Fabian. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you. I never thought I'd get motion sickness from the earth.
I know. It's a weird feeling, eh, when the ground shifts under you. Cheers, Fabian. See you later.
Cheers. See you later, mate.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
So a few movies for you to go.